This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The other night on the Miller Lite Cowboys Hour with Brad Sham and Kevin KT Turner, who all's on that show?
Taylor Stern.
Taylor Stern.
You Ted, guys usually engineers.
Yeah, Ted. You guys had nice. Ezekiel Elliott as the guest. Now, a lot of times you'll have two Cowboys players, but Zeke's a big enough star. You don't really need anybody else besides Zeke. And you guys, we can't play this audio. We're going to be careful with this audio. But he was asked about Whataburger or if he likes Whataburger or what he orders when he goes to a fast food. What happened?
Yeah, we'd kind of reached the fun portion of the show. Usually the last couple segments, it's less about, you know, the football game and the law coming off a loss too, you know, trying to get him off topic a little bit. And the question was, what's your favorite, you know, drive-through order type thing? And he first said he's not huge on Whataburger. And then he asked, am I allowed to say that? Are we partners with Whataburger? And then he said, I'm more of a McDonald's guy. And the question arose, what do you get? What's your favorite drive-thru order at McDonald's? And he said it was something that would be basically a double cheeseburger with a chicken sandwich in the middle of it.
What?
Am I allowed to say it?
It was a gang of food.
Yeah. So it's called the McGang.
And you just eat it?
You just eat it. Now, a lot of people go, huh? But he said that it was on the secret menu.
Do we have audio of it, Shippy? If we've...
Yeah, of Zeke?
Yeah. Has it been edited?
It has.
Okay.
All right. So you want the full thing or just what it's called?
Do the full thing. I think it might help.
Okay.
Not a big Whataburger guy. I'd rather...
Ears are bleeding here in Texas.
Go ahead.
What? Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Whatever you want. If you want fast food, where do you go?
Is Whataburger a sponsor of the radio show? Am I allowed to say?
No, people in Texas just really pride themselves on their love for Whataburger.
I'd go to McDonald's over Whataburger any day.
And what would you order?
McGang.
That is like a hybrid order.
Yes, I'm the mind reels.
It's on the secret menu.
Okay.
Tell us what it is so we can order it next time.
Whoa.
So it's a double cheeseburger. You divide it in half and you put a McChicken in the middle of it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's serious.
With all the bread. So it's like two buns and a heart attack.
Yeah, you got to be young and a cowboy to enjoy that.
You got to be running.
It's more of an off-season meal.
Yeah, there you go.
So that exchange could have used more KT, in my opinion. Were you just sitting out?
Or? I was scaling back. Yeah, I was scaling back. I wanted to see where Taylor and Brad took it and Zeke. You know, Zeke's interesting because, okay, so he's this, like, the charisma is there no matter what. And it's not because he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
You see the charisma, but it's generally low energy answers. So you're kind of going, all right, I'm trying to get a read. Is he into this? Is he not into this?
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to tell, you know? But once he loosened up, really, he was pretty fun. You know, he didn't really want to get into, there was questions about his tattoos. He didn't really want to get into that. He was like, I think you guys are looking too deep into my tattoo situation.
We've talked about this. We talked about it yesterday. We know about secret menus. I had no idea McDonald's had one. I found a list of their secret menu items and they call it the BCB. I guess it's Burger Chicken Burger.
Oh, that's the real name of it.
I think that's the hidden menu name. I don't know how he came up with his name
right.
for it.
But clearly when he goes and says it at a McDonald's, they know what it's all about, right?
Yeah. If they make it, they got to know, right?
Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
I used to get those all the time at Mizzou.
Is that how you ordered them?
Yeah.
So is that a Missouri thing? Because he's from...
It might be.
He's from Missouri.
That's where I found out about it, was at Mizzou.
Now we're getting to the bottom of this. Okay.
And Zeke was supposed to go to Mizzou.
This is all coming to life.
His dad was pressuring him too hard, so he went to Ohio State.
It's good. I still love you, Zeke.
None of this stuff on the secret menu sounds good. Did y'all hear of the other items?
I think the regular menu leaves a lot to be desired as well.
The surf and turf. is the same thing. It's a Big Mac, but you squeeze in a Filet-O-Fish.
Ugh.
There's the McChicken Parm. You order mozzarella sticks, and you put it on a chicken sandwich with marinara sauce.
They have mozzarella sticks.
There's the 1.5-pound burger, which you just have 6 quarter pounders with cheese.
And then eat it while sitting on a toilet.
There is the hash brown McMuffin, which is a double sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin with a hash brown in between it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
You can get a triple cheeseburger, which is weird because their cheeseburgers have these really paper-thin patties. They're almost the same width as the cheese. And so you just put 3 of them together?
God, strange.
Whatever. I'd never even really heard of the whole secret menu phenomenon In-N-Out Burger. The first time we went to In-N-Out Burger in California, before it had made its way to Texas, we ordered stuff that was quote-unquote on the secret menu because
animal
style. Yeah, all that kind of thing. So we knew about it. I'd never heard of any secret menu at McDonald's until this show on Monday night.
That term, the term he used to describe that order, which we've been told we can't say.
The second word rhymes with gang.
Yeah.
It's a gang thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The big gang thing.
I don't know how common that is. Like, does everyone know that word? I mean, is everyone, that term, rather?
That's what it means?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows what it means.
I think it's one of those
every
things
person
where,
knows.
Look, here's the deal. You can take any normal word that is quote unquote not offensive and go to Urban Dictionary and probably find some offensive thing attached
to
it.
I'll find a way, yeah.
That's the nature of slang.
Right.
But this word, this compound word has been used many times in a media capacity to describe where someone is being interviewed by multiple people at the same time and they're all sticking microphones in their face.
I mean,
we've said it on the air many, many times.
When we're all asking questions to Mr. Spagnola at 12:20 Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we're technically having one of those McGangers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all in here asking questions.
Dude, it's very possible that a trombone could get wet, and if you leave it out, that thing's going to rust. That's not an offensive term.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I got the Whataburger secret menu up here.
Oh, my God, yes.
That doesn't exist. You're making it up.
You can order at Whataburger a grilled cheese sandwich. Do you know that?
It's not on the menu.
Apparently, it's not on the menu.
You're confusing the secret menu and the kids menu.
No. It's not on the menu.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why do they have Texas toast laying around?
Well, that's a great thing. That's so saying delicious. If you really covet that or maybe that Texas toast is sought after, then you order a grilled cheese. And it's a little bit cheaper, too, because they just charge you for the cheese. So that's good.
Okay.
They've got something called the Hulk. It's a drink. It says it's a beautiful radioactive colored drink that is so popular, it's got an active social media fan base.
Really?
So there's a lot of things that go into it, but between soda and Powerade, and it's kind of green, but it's a very good soda, apparently. There's something called the Triple Triple.
Is that 3 triples stacked on top of each other?
No. The article I'm reading from WideOpenEats.com says In-N-Out holds the trademark over the name Double Double, but that doesn't mean you can't get the equivalent and get the Triple Triple at Whataburger. So it's not on the menu, but you can get yourself a Triple Triple. They got chicken and pancakes also in the Whataburger secret menu. And yeah, that's it.
Did you feel like the crowd when Zeke said he was a McDonald's guy over a Whataburger guy, the crowd supported him? Is that what you said yesterday?
I don't know if supporting more people applauded for it than I thought, because generally we've glorified Whataburger so much as a state to where we've made it be some like, oh, if anyone talks bad about Whataburger, then you can go to hell, you know, that type of thing.
That's because so Nolan Ryan does the commercials.
I was expecting the crowd to get a little rowdy, but it turned out a lot of people were kind of clapping for McDonald's. And there were a few people who go, oh my God, really? And they took off their Zeke jersey and immediately went and got a Wally jersey.
I think when these conversations break out, I think a lot of people are like, yeah, man, right?
That's what I'm saying.
And then they stop and go, man, why am I so passionate about a fast food restaurant? What got into me? I don't know what made me get real excited about this. I think it's because the person next to me told me I should be excited.
All right. Coming up next, Dr. Chow joins us. He's the NFL's official, unofficial doctor. We're going to talk about Amari Cooper, Tyron Smith, Lyle Collins, Tyrone Crawford. We'll get his thoughts on all those injuries for the Cowboys next on 105.3 The Fan.